Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so you are introducing your significant other to your parents, and it's pandemic, so you're like, oh, maybe we'll do like a distancing thing at a public garden so we can, you know, they can meet, but it's like outside and whatever. And you're walking around in the garden, and your significant other, she's like wearing a long sleeve shirt, and she's like, I'm hot. I'm going to change my shirt. And she has this like little t-shirt she wants to change into that she bought at the gift shop. And she's like, oh, I don't have anywhere to change. So, I'm just gonna, and this is a pretty heavily trafficked garden. So she's just like, I'll just change here. And she just like takes off her shirt and her bra and puts on another shirt, the tank top. And then you guys keep going, and then you're still walking, and that was like a thing. but and it was definitely in front of other people because other people saw it and then talked about it on a podcast. And then there was, oh, and then her shoe breaks, and she's like, my shoe's broken. It's like a flip-flop sandal thing. And so she's like, well, don't worry. I'll just grab this caution tape off of a broken bathroom, and I'll just tie it around my shoe. And so she ties that around her shoe. And basically that all happens with enough closeness together that like viewers are like, oh, that's the same person that's doing this. And then just what do you do?
Welcome to Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I mean, I think you probably cancel, right?
Yeah, you call a mulligan.
Like the day's a wash. Everybody has bad days. Your partner is having a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to say that with the attitude of the person who was doing this.
Okay, also, why did they take off their bra?
I'm going to be more clear. They weren't wearing a bra.
Oh, so, okay. That's much different than taking off
so
the bra.
Taking off the bra is borderline psychotic.
That's insane. Especially because it's very easy, as we all know, to take a bra off under clothes.
Under clothes.
So if that's what you need to do, honestly, it's not that hard to change from a t-shirt, from a long sleeve t-shirt to a t-shirt without exposing yourself at all.
Yeah. It's really, hard. Really easy. And here's my other thing. Like, I'm not free the nipple, all of that. I just need to, like, do that so that people aren't just like, you're a sexist or whatever. But I just, okay. And I also need you guys to know, like, that the general energy of this person was that they thought they were being so Manic Pixie Dream Girl. Like, can you, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yes. That. So.
So, yeah. So I think, okay, taking the bra part out, that helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because taking off the bra is insane. But if you didn't wear a bra that day and you need to change your shirt.
But there's also caution tape from a bathroom, which means there's a bathroom?
Oh, yeah, no. There's plenty of bathrooms. Okay. And here's the other thing.
Well, but this caution tape on the bathroom is probably telling you you can't go in the bathroom because it's COVID.
Right. But there are nearby bathrooms. No. There are plenty of bathrooms that are available for use. I went to the Huntington Library.
Okay.
And,
Oh, so you are the person on the podcast.
And
this
you
is the podcast.
Added the part about meeting the parents?
No. I observed all of this. This is a whole... Look, all of this was so out in the open for everybody that I got all of this information from observing from like 30 feet away. So like...
What was the not crazy partner doing?
Well, I don't know what his situation was, but he... I don't know his mental state. All I know is that he... was just like he was just like, okay, like here. Okay. I need you to understand too, that when she did the costume change.
Yeah.
She did not attempt to go to a secluded area. She was just.
Well, I mean, she sounds like a hippie.
She's very hippie.
She's not wearing a bra. She doesn't care about dirty feet. Because probably she shouldn't be wearing. Why is she wearing flip flops? What is she doing? She should be wearing covered shoes. Because
you
got to
walk around that place.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. Like, so she does not mind dirty feet. She does not mean being. So this is a hippie woman.
Yes, and I'm actually okay. I should clarify. She was not. She's not wearing flip flops. She was wearing you know those shoes that are like shaped like Mary Jane's, but they're like a slide instead of the closed toe.
You don't mean Birkenstocks.
No. But they're like chunky heeled. So there's a chunky heel. She's also wearing heels. That's insane. So she's
meeting the parents.
Right.
This is her fanciest pair of shoes.
So she's wearing.
Here's the thing. I empathize with having wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh, sure. I've been there.
So like the shoe thing, I have less. The shoe thing is less of a choice. She didn't choose for that to break right away.
Yeah. Right. And the shoe thing, honestly. No, I don't judge her for wearing the shoes. I don't judge her for breaking the shoes. What I learned was that she originally had tried to use a hair tie as a rubber band, which I understand that, right? Like you're like, let me try and fix it. And so then she's like, well, I have a solution. And she walks over and rips off the caution tape.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, I don't think that's going to work. Also, that's how the guy talked. He was like, very like, oh, what are you
okay,
doing?
So this is as good as he's going to get.
Oh, she was out of his league by like 50. Yeah.
Okay. I do think it's kind. I thought we were going to how tacky it is to wear the shirt of the place you are.
Right. Oh no.
That's where I was. So I was already against this woman because it would be embarrassing if you're meeting your SO's family at Huntington Gardens and you're wearing a Huntington Gardens shirt.
I want to let you know.
Like, it would happen to me because I would spill coffee on my other shirt and I'd have to do it. But I would buy the least Huntington Gardens shirt at the Huntington Gardens gift shop.
Here's what I need to tell you.
You would look like you worked there. Like it was a
gray
polo with just the logo on the
Wait, you guys are missing
pocket.
Something very key. All of this does not happen before the parents are there.
The parents are there the entire time.
So when she takes off her shirt,
like his dad has seen her
titties.
No, then you just break out in song like you're the greatest showman. Like, this is us, mom and dad.
You know what you do? You pretend that there's cameras and it's a camera situation.
It's a prank show.
We're doing prank ships today. Yeah.
I could have talked about that for 7 more hours, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Ryan, I felt like, because I was there with Micah and his friend Wes had met us there. And I just felt like they were not giving it enough scrutiny. Whereas, like, all I could think about was this woman. And we kept encountering her because, like, she...
Yeah, that's how it is at the Huntington. Like, you see the same people over and over again.
And especially because it's COVID, so they do everything, like, one-way walkways. Yeah. So you're just... You can't be like, oh, I'm going to go do this other thing. Like, you pretty much have to stay. So we were stuck behind them. And the first encounter was when I saw her titties.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Oh, there's titties in the garden." And it was like, and then I was like, "Oh, who's with her?" Because I was like, "What's happening?" Like, I didn't even know the details, context. Oh, there's I saw her like kind of hunching, and then I realized, oh, she's taking off her shirt, and I was like, "What's going to happen? I have to see." Titties came out. I was like, "What? Where's the family?" There they are, right there. Are they brother and sister? Oh, no. She's meeting them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, here's the thing. They'll never forget the time
magical afternoon at the Huntington Garden.
Magical afternoon.
I mean, I think this is, and this is why Manic Pixie, or this is one of the reasons that Manic Pixie Dream Girl is like a bad trope, because this is what it's like in real life.
Yeah.
It's chaotic. Insane.
It's mania.
She also tried to like Manic Pixie Dream Girl
us. The real life term is mania, and it's scary.
Yeah, real mania.
Yeah.
Well, she, mania is not fun.
She also tried to Manic Pixie Dream Girl us because we were talking.
She came over and put headphones in your ears?
Basically.
Made you listen to the Shins.
Because we were like, oh, my friend wanted to eat his muffin, and we wanted to do it somewhere away from people. Yeah. And we were like, oh, I think there's like a lake down there. And she like runs up to us and we're like, ugh. And she's like, guys, there's this like really magical lake like down there. If you go over there, like you can really sit by it. And I was like, oh.
Oh, jeez.
I was like, oh, so she friends. Was.
So she probably is on a podcast right now, a weirdo podcast, where they're talking about these normies that she saw who went to eat muffins.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think she left that interaction being like, I just changed someone's life. Mm-hmm. You know, like. So it's, yeah.
My favorite part of that story is the contrast, because taking someone's parents to the Huntington Garden is perfect. It's a perfect use of the Huntington.
They love it.
Yeah, it's so smart.
It's fun for everybody. You're outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's and rational. You can
go inside, although probably not now.
Yeah. But then, surprise, you're going to see my girlfriend's titties and you're going to watch her make a shoe out of...
Like, I feel like it's a real, like, I know my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They would not like that.
No. I mean, these parents did not seem pleased. From my observation of them, they were, like, shy Midwesterners.
Well, I wonder if they would be this shy if they hadn't accidentally seen the boobs of the person having sex with their son.
I also, it's true. And also, I did see many moments of like just the parents and him together and her like off being
smelling like, flowers.
And like, like rolling around in fields and shit. And I was just like, okay.
She was seizing the day.
Yeah. But like, ugh. Anyway, it was very exciting for me. And if Ryan had been there with me, I feel like I would have.
Yeah, would have enriched the experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, invite me next time.
I will. I can get you in. I can always get plus one. So if you come with me, I can get you in for free. But I can only do that for one person at a time.
And you
so.
And you can't guarantee that there's going to be a crazy lady.
Look, I cannot guarantee that we're going to see titties. But we are going to see some caution tape. Let me tell you that.
I mean, if you really want to see titties, you just got to take it upon yourself. Be the titties you want to see in the world.
Oh,
that's
my
beautiful,
Lord.
Patrick.
Oh, my Lord.
I mean, don't.
Don't
do it.
I don't know. Do what you want. Free the nipple, blah, blah, blah. But also, like, don't show your future. Your, like,
look, mom and dad aren't going to like your manic pixie
that's not your
girlfriend.
Audience. Yes.
I mean, they're not going to like her no matter what. Like, mom, particularly mom. Mom wants her little boy to be with a nice Midwestern girl and for him to move back to the suburbs of Chicago and... fucking
projecting.
Live near them.
They were very suburbs of Chicago. Yeah, they were very suburbs of Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want you to move to California in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think she was set up to fail from the beginning and she just embraced it and she was like, you know what? Let's fucking Make sure these people never visit again.
Smart. I mean, that's maybe she like met them and was like, oh, that's it. I got to tank this thing right now.
Right, right. And then we can have the conversation of them or me, and then I can really guarantee. Because, you know, mommy might have her claws in him, but she's not giving him pussy.
I mean, not in years.
Let's talk about prank ships, guys.
Guys, I don't like pranks.
Me neither.
No, me neither.
They're so mean.
Oh, they're fun. Everybody wins except for the victim of them.
Most people are the victim.
Okay, you know what's weird?
Yeah.
You know what's weird? I don't like pranks, but I do like the Carbonaro effect where people literally think that they're dying.
What? What is this?
Oh, my God. Okay, so I normally am like, no, I do not like pranks. I do not like pranks because I think they're very mean. So Carbonaro effect is this guy is a sleight of hand magician, but he also does like bigger magician-y things.
Are you talking about, this isn't Darren Brown, the guy who gets people to fucking murder people?
Oh, no. Oh. That's like a psychological prank. Like that's
I
like
love
a,
those pranks, man.
I love those as well. This
There's
is
one
not
where he
that.
Does a bank robbery. I haven't watched that one yet, but I'm very excited.
Look, I do love that as well, but that's not what I'm talking about. He does stuff where he thinks he makes people. Okay. So like an example of one. So he'll sometimes do small ones where he'll be like, oh, this like little pill turns into water or something like that. Right. And people are like, what? Really? But the ones that are really mean, but I think they're very funny, but I understand that they're very mean is like there was one where he hires this person for like an archaeological dig job. And he's like, okay, so like, have you done this kind of stuff before? And they're like, no, not really. And he's like, okay, well, you're just going to assist me and my other associate here. And he like digs out a little, what's it called? Like a little like Holy Grail type thing, like a cup. And he's like, oh, cool. I found this. And he's like holding it in gloves and he puts it down. He's like, okay, let's not like touch it because I don't want to mess it up or anything. And then the associate who's also working for him touches it. And then somehow, while the victim person is looking away, they trade it out with a statue. And then they're like, holy fuck, he turned
like the guy turned to stone.
Yes. And they're just like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? And they're freaked out, right? And then they're like, this is so fucked up. So then Carbonaro like gives them this like hammer thing and they're like, I don't know, just like hold this for a second. And then they accidentally like, They do something where the person accidentally touches the hammer to the statue and the statue breaks.
Oh, yes.
And they're just like, fuck, what the fuck? Did I just kill him? And they're like panicking because they think they murdered a statue man. And they're also just
this is horrible, Kelly.
Like, they're like, I'm losing my mind. And then later they're like, oh, surprise. It was all a joke.
See, that's the part that's the part where it's just like someone's just lying to you and you're being punished for believing someone when they told you something.
Yeah,
I think I like
suckers.
The lying and gaslighting being elevated by magic.
Oh, Jesus.
Listen, it's horrible. It is really mean. I think it is mean, but I do like watching the Carbonaro effect. I just don't. Yeah, I don't normally like pranks, though.
I get that. I mean, I remember specifically not liking Punk'd, but very much liking Scare Tactics. And
okay, Scare Tactics
about
is too
super
fucked up for me, dude.
Scare
I don't
Tactics
know.
Is fucking brilliant, and that's where my ship comes from.
No!
Fact. All right, let's hear about your ship.
My ship is between Shannon Doherty and Tracy Morgan, both former hosts of the hit sci-fi network Scare Tactics.
I like this for them. How do they meet?
They meet when Shannon Doherty is picking up her last paycheck after being fired from Scare Tactics.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Well, because I think she's kind of grouchy, but I like the idea. I think Tracy Morgan would kind of like...
He'd cheer her up.
He'd cheer her up.
Yeah, because he would be like, why are you fucking staring at me like that, lady? Just like yell that in her face. He doesn't seem to... Or at least his shtick is he doesn't totally understand social cues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think someone who's trying to, like, mad dog him and really intimidate him and be like, I'm the fucking hardcore Hollywood biatch. I like the idea of their confrontation turning to love because he just does not play the game she wants him to play. which is like part of their rivalry. Of course, to do this, we have to ignore that Stephen Baldwin was the host of that show briefly between the two of them. But I'm fine with erasing him.
That's fine.
Well, Shannon kept saying, send me my check. And they wouldn't. Send it to me.
And so it was Stephen Baldwin's last day.
Yeah. And they just ignore Stephen Baldwin.
Well, he just gets direct deposit, so they don't have
to. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
No, I really like this ship. Colin, you almost are making me like Scare Tactics.
It's such a good show, man.
They the closest I'm going to get to liking that show.
They have Bigfoots come out. Bigfoots jump at people and like grays and vampires. And the best are, the absolute best are when they do, I forget the name of the fake Scare Tactics within Scare Tactics. But basically they get like a Craigslist level actor to take an unpaid pilot job, telling them that it is a scary prank show, and then they flip it on them.
And then are they like part of the surprise here too? Is that we're actually going to pay you?
No.
Oh my god!
See, that sucks.
They don't discuss that on Scare Tactics. I'm just guessing from the quality of the production that they're not paying anybody who's on that fucking show.
And Patrick, you suggest this. Is this the prank show with Blake Griffin?
I don't know. It's
because
Prank Encounters is back. Yeah.
Okay. There's an upcoming Blake Griffin,
the basketball star.
Yes, but he doesn't want to talk about basketball. He wants to talk about pranks. And his show is Pranking the Prankster. So it's all what you're talking about of the show within a show. So it's like they get people who are like, oh, we're going to prank your friends. But then the prank that they do is on the person who thinks they're pranked. So it's the pranker is getting pranked.
Are we supposed
and that
to not?
I might be interested in.
I think I may be interested in that.
Are we supposed to not know it's Blake Griffin? Is he like wearing like a prosthetic nose?
No,
he's just like, host. Hey, I'm. But yeah, but he's pretending
he's going
to do
in
punk,
dressed
but
as
he's
Borat.
Doing punk.
Ew! What if one of our ships was Rudy Giuliani?
No.
What?
And the
Stop.
Actress who played the journalist.
I'm sorry, I didn't even
Borat
think of
too.
Borat until you said that, and I was like, how cursed? Like, that's a hot take. If you're like there, you're doing a podcast with someone, I mean, and their ship is this.
We've talked about shipping unshippables. Like I think Rudy Giuliani is a perfect example of a completely unshippable.
Unshippable.
Yeah. A Dennis Miller level. Yeah.
Yeah. Unshippable.
Even he and Dennis Miller can't even get together.
Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. They're both unshippable.
Unshippable.
I have an unshippable person as half of my prank ship.
Ooh, okay. Let's do it.
But then I found a ship and I think this works and I'm happy with it. But this is a beloved character from cartoons and screen.
Oh my god, who?
But I don't, but he's such a little
Are we about to talk
stinker.
About Lola Bunny? Oh, okay.
Well, not quite. We're going to talk about Bugs. Bugs is a little stinker. He really is a jerk. He doesn't deserve any love or attention because he is just mean to everyone.
You guys are so serious about pranks. Lighten up.
I hate
my
pranks.
God.
I don't like pranks.
I don't like pranks. And Bugs Bunny's all about pranks. But I thought about it like,
pranks is like, a defense mechanism to not get killed by a hunter.
Everybody deserves the solace of relationships and connection with other people.
Right.
And I was like, who would be an appropriate person? Because no one, Bugs can't be with anyone who would depend on Bugs to be a good person in any way. So it can't be, like, Lola is too, like, has too much of a heart. Needs to be somebody who's always on the go, who's very cool, so Bugs would be attracted to them. Cool, always moving.
What is this?
Is Sonic the Hedgehog?
It is.
Oh, Jesus.
Bugs Bunny and Sonic the Hedgehog. Yes. I don't want to yuck your yum.
Yeah, I'm feeling really negative.
That's fine. You can, but I will not be. Bugs Bunny is nigh unshippable to me. I can ship him with a once in a while fling. I also think that he would be beta. Like, and that's part of it is he's so fucking cocky. He thinks he knows everything. He thinks he's smarter than everybody. But I think Sonic is going to blow into town, blow his mind, and then blow out of town. And Bugs won't even know what would hit him. And that's what he deserves. So that's where I am. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not here to win a popularity contest. I'm just going to start
Oh, okay.
I didn't know you felt so negatively about Bugs Bunny.
Yeah,
just
I didn't know that either.
Just in a romantic sense. Like, he's funny.
Well,
but
yeah,
I don't
Mogi's
wish
been
him
hurt before by prankster bunnies.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a little shit.
Yeah, okay.
He doesn't care about anybody. And he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room.
He is very cocky.
Well, speaking of people who think they're the smartest person in the room and who are very cocky, my prank ship is a canon ship doing a real ship here between people who fuck on a show. And it's mostly because when I said prank ships, when we said prank ships were going to be the topic, I had like a scene in my head of two characters like pretending to kiss each other like it was gross and funny, and then like backing off and then like doing it again and then like actually going in for like a big old kiss. And I was like, what is that? And I couldn't, you know, when you just get like an image or an idea in your head and you're like, I know I've seen this. Where the fuck is it? After a little bit of searching, I realize it's Jeff and Britta from Community. In the paintball episode, like the episode starts with like them walking into the study room, and you know they're like back and forth, like overdrive, right? Just like quip, and the study group is like, why don't you guys just fucking get it over with? And they're like, oh, you know, you guys don't understand like what our deal is. And then like paintball happens, and they're the last two members of the study group standing, and they've taken refuge in the room in the library where they were, I guess the study room is it? I don't know what they, I guess they call it that.
Study room.
And Jeff is hurt. it's such a great moment in the episode when he looks down and he sees red on his shirt and he's like, oh no. And he's like, oh, it's not paint. It's just blood. I'm just bleeding.
Oh yeah.
So they're in the study room and she's like addressing his wound. And that's when they're like, oh, you know, it really would serve everyone right if we just fucked right here on this table. And then they do that thing of like get their mouths and tongues really close to each other and like back off from it. And then they do it again and then just start kissing. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, it's such like a, the scene is so good. And like they both don't need each other for more than like some light emotional support and like the fooling around, right? Like they know what they need from each other, and sometimes it like fluctuates a little bit too much in, you know, one person's direction or the other, but like by the end of the series they get to like a nice equilibrium where like they're probably still hooking up sometimes, but like they're friends, and I like that. I like Jeff and Britta.
Me too. I always preferred that to the Annie and Jeff situation.
Yeah,
just because I just always felt like Annie's just too young.
Well, and they play her up like a kid. They play her younger than
she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I like them together just because they're both also very narcissistic and like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a like perfect couple, just like Bugs and Sonic.
Oh my God.
I was thinking also about that that episode where they go out for Troy's 21st birthday and they're arguing about where they're going to go.
That.
Yeah, and it's the same bar.
It's the same bar, and they both think so the other person is like a fucking idiot for choosing it. It's so good.
And I think I ship both of them with the group too. Like, I feel like they both need that group. And so, the outcropping of it being their relationship is great.
I really like the idea of a lifelong friends with benefits thing with them too. Like that's something I didn't really think about. Like when they're, you know, in their late 50s, like they'll occasionally still doink just because, you know, because they're around.
Yeah. Right.
And they're both still hot. So like,
That's great. Patrick, have you ever seen the Mad TV sketch of football thing?
I don't think so.
Okay, check it out on YouTube. It's pretty great. If you like people realizing that their accidental kisses are great, you might really enjoy this sketch. It's a very similar arc that these two football bros go through on this Mad TV sketch. I think it's important viewing.
All right.
We don't always get homework on this show, but when we
important
do
viewing or, yeah. or horny
what was it
viewing?
Last week? All of the Sopranos, and then I'm like, hey, watch 3 minutes of a fucking Mad TV sketch.
We're gonna watch it. Jeez.
Kelly, do you have a prank ship?
Yeah. Okay. So there's this book that we covered on Teen Creeps a while back called April Fools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so basically, like, as you would know, like, all these April Fool's pranks are happening, but they're, like, scary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They're kind of like threats.
Mm-hmm.
And mine is a no TP.
Oh.
Okay? Because this main character, like, the whole time, so she's, like, 15 or 16, right? or she's 16, I think, 16 or 17. And she has to, like, tutor this, like, mysterious boy that, like, got burned in an accident.
Okay.
And she has to be, like, and he's also very moody and, like, just very, like, very, like, anime, like I hate love type of boy.
It's like Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes, 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 like Beast from Beauty and the Beast. This is not, he's not involved. Who is involved in my no TP is her and the elderly butler who. What?
Elderly?
Yeah, okay, because, and I don't know what kind of relationship they have. All I know is that he is like, he like encounters her a couple times in the book. And I guess there's one time where like, he like tells her to get down because like a scary guy is outside.
Okay.
Because she keeps visiting the house to tutor the fire boy. And oh, and then like one time he like cooks her like some cakes or something and she eats them. But the part that's like very confusing is the very end of the book. The final scene is between her and the butler. And then he's like, oh, I'm just glad you're okay. And she's like, I'm glad you're okay too. And then he's like, I love you. What? And she's like, I love you too.
What?
And to me, I think.
Like a just, family friend?
I don't know. She was just like, I love you too. And then it was like, and she looked at the butler. Oh, and that was the other thing. He decides to start working for her family for free because he loves her so much.
Okay.
That. Okay. Did you miss the last two words of that book?
Yeah. Like, or maybe some kidding, pages like got April ripped Fools. Out of your copy.
No, no.
April Fools.
The whole book was a joke. No, no. But I know that this is a very inside baseball ship or anti-ship.
Uh-huh.
But just to me, so basically the killer is the fire boy. Yeah. Obviously.
Oh, of course. Okay. He wants revenge.
Yeah, but he's also very handsome the whole time, so it's very confusing for the main character.
The whole time?
Yeah, he's handsome the entire time.
He doesn't take a break from being handsome at all.
Well, because throughout the whole book, like, she is scared that the pranks are at her because she and her friends, like, killed a family on accident with a car. Like,
obviously.
Last April Fool's. And then so, like...
I know what you did last April Fool's.
Yeah, it's I know what you did last April Fool's. But, like, she's the only one that cares that they killed a family. And so she keeps telling her friends, like, you guys, like, I think these pranks are, like, actually targeted at us because we killed a family.
Mm-hmm.
And the friends are like, you're crazy because we killed a family really far away, so no one will remember it. And she's like, what?
Yeah, but how did you guys get far away? Like,
and then the entire time...
can do the same.
She's, like,
investigating.
Prankster's
got a bus pass.
So she's, like, investigating, like, these pranks, and the butler, like, helps her sometimes by, like, feeding her and telling her to get down when there's the scary person outside.
Is the butler, like, her uncle or something?
And no, he loves her.
He loves her. What do you not understand, Colin?
So much.
And she loves him.
Like, in the same way Alfred loves Batman?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I feel like maybe he wasn't supposed to be that elderly.
Yeah.
Like, he's a hot young butler.
His name is Old Bugs. Or no, old something.
Old Edward? Bugs? Is it an elderly Bugs Bunny who's like lost his edge? Because
anti-ship. Hey guys!
Two relationships!
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.